We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Tiger Style Wrestling Podcast, brought to you by the Inside Mizzou Athletics Podcast Network, which is brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance for your auto, home, and life. Visit your local agent or find us on the web at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. I'm your host, Matt Manley, and I'm without my awesome counterpart today, Bo Bayman. We appreciate everything Bo does for the podcast, but he's doing his real job today. But I've got some pretty decent stand-ins here. U20 national champions, Rocky Elam, Keegan O'Toole, Colton Hawks. What's going on, boys?
Nothing, just hanging out after, you know, before getting into training, just kind of relaxing before we get back into it, start training for the world championships. So.
Yeah, so I guess talk about that a little bit. You guys just won the national tournament, U20s, which qualifies you for the world championships. I guess talk about that a little bit and how it's a little bit different than other qualification systems, you know, compared to like the Olympic team trials and stuff.
I'm not sure. That's what you're saying.
I think it was definitely like a big goal of ours, you know. We didn't get to compete too much outside of the college season, but yeah, we had this one marked on our calendars and we crushed it out there. So heading over to UFA Russia.
Yeah. UFA. Is it UFA or is it UFA? Have we got it correct?
UFA or UFA? I don't know.
USA, UFA.
Chris Todd's been calling it UFA, so yeah, that's what I'm going with. That sounds Russian, right?
Yeah. UFA.
So, I was actually just talking to my high school coach this morning. He was talking about, oh, like, are you going to get to go to Russia with the guys? I'm like, I think so right now. And he was like, man, Russia, it's a little bit different. Depending on where you go, you're the toilet, it might be just a hole in the ground.
Yeah, I heard it's like a pretty heavy military in UFA. So I guess
really,
did you
look it up already?
I mean, I just heard from word, but I guess that could be a good thing if there's heavy military. But I don't think it's too bad of a place. I heard it's pretty isolated though, so we'll see.
It'll be fun either way. Some of the best memories you get on the road are some of the worst times on the road. So either way, it'll be some. Some great memories. I'm really excited to get to go with you guys and watch you keep wrestling.
Mm-hmm. You coming, Matt?
Oh, yeah, I'm coming.
All right, good deal.
I think it's, I mean, if all goes well, I think it's going to be me, Coach Todd, and Coach Maple.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
It'll definitely be a good time. So I guess we'll start with you, Keegan, because you're, you know, weight class order here. Kind of talk about what your expectations were going into the tournament this weekend. Knowing that if you won this weekend, you were going to qualify for a world team, as opposed to winning the same national championship back in November, where you didn't get to go wrestle on a world team.
Yeah, I felt a little bit more like, okay, this is your last year as a U20 wrestler. So I definitely had a little bit more pressure I feel like that I put on myself, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I think I performed really well. And yeah, like 2 years ago, I took second. And then last year, we couldn't have a world championship. So this year, I did put a big emphasis on it. And I think I performed really well. And it's one of a big goal of mine was to be on a world team. And now the next one is to win a world title, especially along these two. So
I thought you performed great as well. And it wasn't just your bracket, Colton, your bracket, and heck, Rocky, even your bracket. I was really surprised at how some of the seeding played out in those brackets there. I mean, Keegan, you probably wrestled the two best guys in your bracket in the, what was that, quarters and semis, yeah, when you wrestled Ramirez and then Facundo. Yeah,
yeah, no, I wrestled the guys that took second, third, and fourth in my bracket.
Yeah, it's
so
insane.
So I definitely kind of had to go through the gauntlet there, but I would rather have it that way than, you know, maybe be on the easier side. So just showing, you know, everyone that I am the best at the weight class to represent the United States at 74 kilos. So I wasn't upset at all. And it's kind of makes winning it feel a little bit better knowing that I had to go through the gauntlet.
For sure. Absolutely. And then Colton, man, I didn't really realize this until afterwards. I was just looking at an article Flo put out. I really love now when people say they're not credible, because I, after the fact, after you won, I read this article, and it said who the favorites were at the weight, and you weren't even listed on
mentioned. There. Yeah, before the tournament, they had a few guys.
And you were the second seed. Yeah. You were the second seed.
The seed was all weird.
They didn't have you on there.
I know. It was real jacked up, but it was really fun going into it, because knowing I wasn't on there, no one's going to be looking at me until they get to face me, of course.
Did you know that going in, that they had not picked you as a favorite? Did that motivate you a little bit?
I was talking to Dwayne about it too, because he was in the bracket, and he was like, this is funny. And going into it, we really tore it up, really.
Yeah, man, you look like a man on fire this weekend, and you know, you looked motivated for sure, but I really noticed you changed your game up compared to, you know, last November, but even compared to just in folk style season back in February. You know, you were getting a lot of matches in, and man, you really chain wrestled a lot better, I felt like, and we're putting multiple attacks together. And, you know, in the past, we've had some guys who, you know, it was tough to motivate them to score. That's never been your problem. I feel like sometimes we got to figure out how to shut you down a little bit and you know, eliminate risk. And I felt like you did, man, an amazing job of that this weekend. You just wrestled so smart, I felt like, and felt like you wrestled like a world champ. I guess we'll see here in a couple months.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more in mind game going into this one. We had been practicing a lot before on how I was going to go into it, because I was really either going after people too much or not doing enough, and I had to find that happy medium. Really find that there.
For sure. Absolutely. You had a couple of, I say a couple, you probably had four or five really big throws.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm a big move guy. Yeah. You know, crowd favorites for sure.
Of course.
The highlight reel.
Yep.
So, speaking about the highlight reel, quite a few photos, screenshots of the Shades, the Pit Vipers, after the match. Was that planned?
Yeah, that's why I brought them down, actually. That was the plan. Make it to the finals, win it, throw them on after.
I noticed that you were getting ready to walk on the mat, and I picked your clothes up to hand them to somebody to give them to you after the match, and I noticed they were in there, and I was like, wonder if this guy's got something in mind. And then you won, and you were a little bit tired when you won, and when I was wrestling, you know, I wasn't always thinking. Some people are like, why didn't you celebrate after you won? Like,
yeah.
I was too tired, man. So
yeah.
I get that. You were a little tired after you won, and we were yelling at Josh to bring the glasses out, man. You put them on and really completed the whole look you had, man. The curly hair, little mullet thing you got going on with the head wrap you had. You split your head open in the first match. Let's see that. How's that looking?
It's a little one now. They
right up on the hairline, too.
Yeah.
Stitches, no stitches?
No stitches. Nope.
Just a little bit of glue?
It was a good little blow.
Just a little bit of glue, or what'd they do to
it? Yeah, just a little bit of glue.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah, I was outside for that one trying to get the food, and I was so mad because I was like, Colton's going to come up, and that's like one of the only matches I like want to make sure I have to be there to see. Something cool is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you basically concussed the dude and cracked your head open in 20 seconds, I think is what it was. And that guy medical forfeited, and you wrapped your head the whole rest of the tournament.
Yeah.
For sure, the Pit Vipers, man, great look. excited to see you train this summer and see you in Russia. Well, Rocky, let's talk about you now.
Bobcat.
Let's talk about your haircut, first of all. We're talking about haircuts. The Thug Rose buzz cut.
Inspired by Thug Rose.
who recently won the belt, took it back.
Yeah, I was watching that and I was like, yep, she's pretty BA. So, and I liked her look, so I had to get myself one before I went into competition. So.
For sure. For those of you who don't know who Thug Rose is, it's Rose Namajunas, is that her last name?
Namajunas, yeah.
She's, a flyweight? Yeah. Female UFC fighter, and she's got a shaved head, and Rocky looks a little bit like her with his head shaved like that. But.
I knew I would if I cut it, so I was like, all right, well, she just won the belt. She knocked this girl out in under 90 seconds, so that's pretty cool.
You came in on whatever day it was last week, Monday or Tuesday, with your head all buzzed, and I was like, oh, man, that's a mean bobcat right there.
Yeah.
That's
I was thinking about
these
dying.
Dudes are in trouble.
I was thinking about dying it, but I thought that'd be way too much, so I just figured out.
Nah, man, good, just how you got it. So, Rocky, I guess talking a little bit about your bracket, how I kind of mentioned with these guys, I felt like Cerber was probably the second or third best guy in the bracket, and you ended up wrestling him in, what, the quarters?
Yeah, so that's kind of like, the seeding was kind of jacked up in mine. I think some of the better guys were on the top side. And the guy actually he faced in the round of 16, actually he ended up wrestling for third and fourth. So I think he was probably the second best guy in the bracket. And then I ended up seeing Glazer, who I think was the third best guy in the bracket. And then, like I said, the guy Cerber wrestled in the round of 16 was probably the fourth best guy. And then obviously I got a bye in the semis because the kid was wrestling in the senior division. So I don't know how educated of a decision that was to wrestle in both, but I would have wrestled in the junior event because he's still on the front side in the junior event, still got an opportunity to make a world team, and on the senior I think he got like fifth, so which I think qualifies you for the world team trials later on this year, but I'd rather make a junior world team, so I don't know what the
maybe he didn't want it.
Guess not,
he didn't want the smoke.
And so I guess looking at it early on, speculating, you know, that's part of the podcast here, speculation. Coach Schmidt doesn't like to speculate about what's going to happen in tournaments. He just says we got to go out and wrestle a match at a time, which is true. But in the world of content, we like to speculate. And, man, I was a little bummed that I didn't see Ferrari in your bracket because I wanted you to, you know, get another shot at him and whoop his butt. But I guess, you know, we'll just see that enough next year.
Yeah,
he's going to knock heads enough times.
We're in the Big 12 now, so, I mean, I'm going to get plenty of opportunities to get my hands on him. And so I'm not really worried about that. I know I'll see him down the road definitely more than once. And we're obviously the same age, so we're going to be in college for 4 years together. So I'm looking forward to those battles. I definitely know he'll bring out the best of me. So.
For sure. Yeah, once I saw he wasn't in your bracket, I was like, Rocky's probably going to tech all these dudes. Which he basically did. Glazer, man, he made a nice adjustment in the second match. You teched him the first match, and then he basically just stalled the whole second match. And tried to not get taken down.
It was a little bit of my fault. I probably didn't take initiative enough to attack him. But, I can make adjustments moving forward from that match and just from that second match there. So.
Man, it was really funny. We were watching you guys' videos after you guys won, and we were watching Colton's while you were wrestling, and they were asking him, like, oh, like, what do you think? He's down 1-0 going in the second period in the second match with Glazer, and Colton's like, oh, he's going to hit him with that sweep. And, dude, you did it. Oh, that's awesome. It's so funny.
Yeah.
But, no, man, you guys did a great job. I mean, in your interviews and on the mat, everything, you guys living Tiger style. 100% this weekend.
Oh, yeah. And super cool to get three on the team. It's like there's 10 of us across the nation, and three of them are in Tiger Style Wrestling Room.
Right,
so.
In Columbia.
For sure. If I heard right, they're talking about doing like the training camps here just because 30% of the team is here.
Might as well.
You know, that's something really cool and something to be proud about for us. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a dang good weekend as a team there. We placed eight guys. You know, could have placed a couple more. You know, Dwayne lost in the quarters, had the medical forfeit out. You know, he had a little minor injury. I think he's going to be okay. But, you know, he was cruising. He'd almost pinned that guy. That was his former high school teammate, and he was really good, ranked high in the country, and probably going to start next year for Oklahoma State. And Dwayne about pinned him right out of the gate and then hurts his foot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think he for sure probably would have been top four. And then
I think the team scores was like 70 Tiger Style, and then like the rest was like it was either like 35 or below.
Oh, we all by double.
We freaking doubled everybody up.
I think Cornell had 30 and maybe
Oklahoma or
something. Was it Oklahoma? Was third? South Dakota State, Oklahoma, NC State, and somebody else were like rounded up top five. But yeah, they were all under 30 points. We more than doubled everyone. That was
pretty exciting.
Pretty impressive. I was really happy to see that for the second time. You know, back-to-back champs, 2020, 2021, U20 champs, always a good feeling. I think we're going to get a couple banners put up. It's going to be pretty cool.
Good deal.
But, yeah, man, really excited about our young group, and we got a good shot to go for a three-peat, you know. You're coming back next year for juniors. You know.
You guys,
I'm not.
Keegan graduated.
I'm U23s now.
The baby-faced assassin, he's got to go up to the big boys, U23s.
Turn 19 in June.
I don't know if it'll be any tougher. You wrestled some tough dudes this weekend, but yeah, got to go to U23s. But Colton's back.
Colton's back. You got
one more? Yeah.
Colton's back.
And Edmund.
Josh and Steve, they're back.
My birthday's in June.
Yeah. Josh, he took third this weekend. He got upset in the semis, but that kid's really good.
Yeah.
Really tough. But Josh came back and took third, and you know, you never know what'll happen. You know, that first place kid, like Coach Smith said, maybe he gets hurt, and then they go to the second place kid, and you know, maybe he's too big, and then next thing you know, you're in it.
Oh, yeah, you always got to be ready.
Yeah, that's happened on the level.
He'll be.
Big brother Zach a couple years ago.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Zach got a silver medal that year, so.
Yeah, pretty cool. So he's training, too, but just excited to see you guys, you know, keep working and stuff. And we're taking a good group to U23s here in a couple weeks. So.
Is that at the end of the month?
Yeah, it's going to be the 27th or the 29th. I think that date's pretty locked in. But
probably in Texas.
Man, last I heard, it's going to be in Lincoln, Nebraska.
That's not a bad place. That's kind of close.
They haven't put it on Twitter or, you know, USA events on USAWrestling.com, so I'll believe it when I see it on there. But hoping it stays in Nebraska. It's nice, another, you know, short trip for us.
Yeah, it's always been nice those past couple of trips. It's been in Iowa, Nebraska. It's always only, like, a couple-hour drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's fun hopping in those vans, and you only got to go 3-4 hours down the road, and you hop out, you know, sleep at night in the hotel, and wrestle the next morning, and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can, you know, put all the knuckleheads in one van with Coach Smith on the way home and fight over a couple pizzas. So, well, guys, appreciate you guys stopping in today, talking to us. I know our fans like hearing from you. If you guys, you know, got any questions you want us to hit these guys with in the upcoming podcast, just drop us a comment down below. If not, again, appreciate you guys coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Doug, baby-faced assassin.
And Pit Vipers.
Colton needs a good nickname. We don't have one for him.
I like Pit Viper. I like Pit Viper. That's a good one.
Pit Viper. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see if it sticks. We'll try it out. Thanks, guys. Till next time, this is Tiger Style. Stay ready.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics on the Tiger Network. Brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.